Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How y'all doing?
Let's talk for a minute about this team as you go into spring ball now. Last year, all those high expectations, all those returning players and so on, and some close games that got away from you. But this year, now you turn around, you got an entire offense almost to redefine, a lot of guys to replace on both sides of the ball, your entire offensive line. Talk to me a little bit about the process as you go into this in spring. Are you looking for that, or are you looking just to get everybody some good work?
No, we're looking to find some players, but, you know, we felt like that we've recruited the last few years very well, and we were in position to replace those players with sometimes even better players. So,
sure.
You know, we're not, you know, looking at this as a daunting task. We're excited about it and looking forward to see who's going to step up and say, I'm going to take control of that position right there. And we're trying to improve every position we have on the team from last year. And if we can do that, I think we'll be in good shape.
Well, certainly now going into your seventh season, I mean, that's the thing that you kind of have to tear things apart when you first got here and then start building this up. And like you say, you've filled the pipeline up here a little bit. And it's kind of – this is actually a very exciting time of the year, isn't it? Because none of this is going to count on your record. This is an opportunity to just be a pure football coach and go out there and kind of coach them up a little bit.
Exactly, and it's time for those football players to be pure football players and go out and, you know, don't worry about preparing for a game, just worrying about being a better football player and learning your position and learning how to contribute to your team.
A little bit of a surprise last year at the quarterback position where Chris Nixon was the clear-cut guy going in, but Mackenzie Adams came on as the season rolled on, and I assume the first snap of the first play of spring ball that you're in team session, Mackenzie Adams will be under center. But what are the prospects for Chris Adams or Chris Nixon coming back as a senior now? Is it quarterback or nothing? Or will he help out in other areas? Or what do you think is going to happen with him?
Oh, no, he's a quarterback, and we expect Chris to have a good year this year. And there'll be some great competition at quarterback. That's a good thing. Chris and McKenzie and also Larry Smith and Jared Falk is a good player. So we feel like we got four good quarterbacks. And these days and times, especially if you run the quarterback a little bit or a lot, you're going to have more than one.
Yeah, and I know that last year a couple of guys coming back at receiver, some big guys, obviously Earl Bennett gone, but George Smith comes back, Sean Walker comes back. The kid that was kind of intriguing to me was Alex Washington. I remember him making a play or two in the Georgia game, I think it was, you know, over the middle where he came up with some big third down grabs. And, you know, it seems to be that as much as that was Earl Bennett's position, that you've got some depth at receiver.
No doubt about it. We expect Alex to come in and really push and be a good player for us. There, Sean's proved that he can make some big plays for us. Georgia's made some big plays. We have a transfer in on Andrew Diamante that we brought in just specifically in case Earl went pro, and we think he's going to be a good player for us. Udom Uma is a good freshman that we think is going to come up, and Justin Wheeler has shown some sparks there, and we feel like we've got enough players. Like I said, you know, we'd love to have Earl, don't get me wrong, but we're going to move on, and we think we got players to take his place.
Yeah, and the same thing defensively. I mean, you bring back Steven Stone on the defensive line. Most of that has to be replaced. But like you said, I mean, with the numbers being there, this is a time for all of the guys. Just every kid that's out there feels like he's playing for a position, regardless of where he is on that depth chart right now. He's got to feel like, hey, this is my time now because all of these spots are open. It should make for a spirited spring.
You just took my team meeting speech right off my tongue. That's what I'm going to tell them. They got a great chance, and I want to see some competition. I want to see some people battling for positions out there this spring, and that makes us a better football team, and it makes each player a little bit better.
Yeah, and you got, you know, of course, you got an SEC game coming up on September 4th right off the bat to get things started. So they got to be ready to go as soon as possible. That's for sure.
Well, we actually have a game before that
in
August. So we got a real early start. So right. we got to get to work.
Right. All right, Coach, I know you got to get to the meeting as well and get things going. It's exciting. I hope to get out there and catch a little bit of spring ball myself and be able to see you guys. And I wish you the best of luck. We'll talk to you later on, and we'll get hooked up with you before the spring game.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it, and I appreciate y'all letting me come on today.